Come with me now. Come with me now.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, and visit thedohertyreport.com for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with attorney John Morgan. He has spearheaded the effort for medical marijuana to pass in the state of Florida. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you. You've been around for a long time. Everybody knows who you are in the state, I would assume, from all of your interesting ads over the years. Most recently, your advertising has been really not an ad. It's really more of an announcement about some events that happened in your life that led you to support Amendment 2 in Florida. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, in one of the speeches I give, I say that all of us in our lives, unfortunately, either to us or to a loved one, have what I call thunder strikes. Mm-hmm. And they come out of the blue. Sometimes they come at birth. Sometimes they come at work. It's events that just change your life. And for me and my family, my brother, when he was paralyzed when he was 18, was that thunderstrike day for us. His suffering is immeasurable. He's a quadriplegic. His spasms are uncontrolled. Over the years, they've had him on drugs that just don't work and have been recalled. Things like Celebrex and Vioxx, and you've read about those drugs.
Right.
If he took the drugs that they want him to take, he'd be taking 7 Xanax a day.
Wow.
But he doesn't. He uses marijuana illegally. It curbs the pain, it eliminates the spasms, and it works. And so, just like, you know, this Saturday, my sister-in-law had a thunder strike this year. She had breast cancer, so all of a sudden, now I'm going to be in breast cancer walks probably for the rest of my life, because the things touch your life, they do, and then you do.
Sure. Well, and he's your older brother, is that correct?
No, I just look younger than him. See?
Oh. Okay. Well, Attorney Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the state of Florida, is not a proponent of this idea and has made it pretty clear through her advertising on this issue. What do you think her major problem is with this legislation? I mean, if it's controlled and can only be given out by prescription, what do you think the major problem is here?
I think her problem is she constantly plays to a very conservative base of voters. That's who she relies on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, I've known Pam a long time.
Right.
We've been friends a long time. I've partied with Pam hard. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And, you know, she's just a politician. I mean, I don't think that Pam has core convictions. I think her convictions are what's next for me. Unfortunately, I think for Pam, her political hacks that she surrounded herself with have given her bad advice, because this, along with her opposition to gay marriage, you know, this is the 21st century. This is not 1970. And I think that Pam has doomed herself. I don't think 90% of the people in Florida even know who Pam Bondi is.
You know, it's interesting that you should say that, because the people that I know that know her say that she seems to be more moderate in her viewpoints than her platform that she's running on.
100%. I was so hopeful when Pam got elected, because she is a nice person, but mm-hmm. you get these political Svengalis around you and start whispering in your ear and go, look, this is what the polls say.
Right.
This is how you get to be United States Senator. This is how you get to be governor. Take these positions. And she's a zombie. They just wind her up and then enroll her out. This is not the Pam Bondi I knew.
So that being said, the amendment itself, is there anything in this amendment that would lead to widespread drug use?
Well, of course not. I mean, the widespread drug use is going on right now every day at Walgreens and CVS. It's called OxyContin,
mm-hmm.
Darvocet, Vicodin, morphine, Xanax. I mean, you
right.
know, those are things to be fearful of. Those are drugs that kill you.
Yeah, right. I love these people that talk about illegal drugs and then go to their nearest pharmacy to fulfill their prescriptions.
Here's the thing. You drive by, if you look at a Walgreens or a CVS, inside those buildings are drugs that kill us and hook us. 16,000 people die every year from OxyContin.
Wow.
Another 16,000 die from other prescription drugs, and another 12,000 die from things like Tylenol and Advil. Nobody knows this.
Uh-huh.
So you're talking about as many automobile deaths, almost,
mm-hmm.
right there in those pharmacies. Now, on the other hand, marijuana has never killed a person. Never.
It's basically pretty non-toxic, right?
It's non-toxic. You know, people are like, oh, it's a gateway drug. Listen, the gateway drug, people go from vodka and tequila to cocaine. People go from marijuana to bed. You don't have domestic violence. You know what that's from? Cocaine.
Wow.
And alcohol. You ask any policeman, you ever been called out for domestic violence for somebody was stoned? No. The number one day for domestic violence in America is Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
So, and listen, who's opposing this? The people who sell those pills in CVS.
The pharmacy.
The pharma companies.
Yeah.
And you got these doctors that are being paid by them to trot out just misinformation. And the problem is, the real problem is, if we lose, is you've got some people in Florida who are older. They don't know the difference between marijuana, heroin, and LSD. They just think it's like M&Ms. One's red, one's green, one's blue.
And they're all bad.
And they're all bad. So I don't need to hear anything. I don't want to hear it. It's just, you know, it's the drugs.
Right.
Meanwhile, they are so jacked up on Lipitor and Prozac and Xanax and Vicodin mm-hmm. that they're zombies themselves going to the polls. And
you're right.
But okay to have their gin in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad. You know, it's going to be very close because we need 60%. You've got policemen out there talking against it. Listen, the police have a vested interest in this drug war going on because that's how they get their money from seizures.
I was trying to figure out what was going on between you and Grady Judd.
Well, I like Grady. He's a politician. Sheriffs are politicians. One thing you'll always notice, the sheriffs are always for things like, you know, they'll oppose gun control,
uh-huh.
even though they shouldn't. Now, police chiefs don't. Police chiefs say, hey, we need to take the Uzis away from criminals. But sheriffs are elected and police chiefs aren't.
So that changes their position.
They're politicians and they're out there and they're playing to that base who vote. And, you know, it's that older conservative voter who's the most consistent voter. They're the ones that are ignorant about the issue.
What would you tell people who are getting ready to go to the polls or who already have their ballots about this amendment so that they have a clear understanding of what they're voting for?
I would tell them, look, the reason we had to do it this way is because the Florida legislature would not even hear testimony, much less a vote. This is why it's a constitutional amendment. I would tell them that the alternatives to medical marijuana are drugs that kill us, hook us, and destroy families. I would tell them that if their own dog was sick, would they hesitate for a moment to sprinkle some medical marijuana on the dog food if it would help her? In a second. And I would tell them that we need the government to stay out of our lives, that we need to be able to do with our bodies what we want. And I would tell them that 400,000 people, really sick people with cancer, HIV, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, ALS, are counting on them. And this election, go to the polls not to vote for another politician to go do nothing. Go to the polls to vote for your next door neighbor and your loved ones and people that you don't even know, because you're going to help them in a very big way.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Attorney John Morgan about Amendment 2 to pass medical marijuana legislation in the state of Florida. We thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.